Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 4th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Danielle Doherty, I'm 36 and I'm from Kilburn.
And how are you doing today?
I'm really nervous. No, I always get nervous before things. Sometimes I think I take it as a good sign.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
I think I got a mailing through on my email, but I mean, I've always admired Anthony Gormley's work, so I heard a little bit about the project, and then when I got the mailing through in my email, then that's when I applied.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Really shocked. Great. I felt great that I had it, but I just felt really, really shocked.
So what are you planning on doing with your hour?
With my hour? I'm hoping the hour goes really quickly. I'm a video artist, so what I just plan to do is sit up there and just like kind of reflect it back on the people who are watching. So take some footage of the people there, and I've also been doing like a little video diary. So maybe do, you know, some shots up there, like how I'm feeling. And, you know, hopefully, you know, everything will go fine.
And is this something that you've been doing and you've been interested in for a while?
Yeah, you can say that, because I do a lot of like video work, because I've been doing video work for about the last 3 or 4 years. So, I mean, things like this, you know, to do with the arts and, you know, any kind of work like that has always, I've had an interest in.
And what do you use as your subject matter?
Usually it's either myself or the people around. It's more like a psychological thing, so it's based on feelings and how people show themselves by through their actions. So it's quite psychological. So that's why this interests me, because I'll be noting down how I feel psychologically up there, like my emotions, fears, things like that, things racing through my head.
And this is what you normally document? And can you just give me an example of something you've produced before?
There's one thing that I have done, which a 2 minute video piece, because my video pieces, they're not that long. It's just basically shots of me sitting down smoking, and sounds. It's a lot to do with like sounds, so it's a lot to do with like experiences, emotions, how certain sounds can trigger different things in people, and like how it changes how someone can see a scene.
Okay.
So it's that kind of thing.
And are you quite in touch with your emotions as an individual?
I'd say probably not. That's probably why it interests me. I mean, some people would say I'm quite a cut-off person emotionally. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I suppose it just depends on the situation. You know?
And what emotions are you normally trying to bring out and portray?
Well, people do say that I'm shy and that, you know, I try and bring that out because I get quite embarrassed when I say I'm shy. So that's what I'm hoping to do with this today, is just like prove that I'm not that shy, that I can sit up there, I can have loads of people look at me and I'll be fine about it, you know? So you know, feel the fear and do it anyway.
And can I ask you a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
Where you're from, where you grew up?
Mm-hmm. I'm from London. I was born in Harlesden. And as I was growing up, there were quite a few like shootings and yardy activity, that kind of thing. So I've seen the bad side of London, the inner city side of London. So I think that informs my work as well.
What kind of effect has that had on you as an individual?
Well, I can see it when I meet people from other parts of the country. I mean, you know, like Londoners have got this reputation as being very closed off. So I can really see that. And I mean, if you've got experiences like, you know, we had a guy who got shot across the road from where I was born. So when you have that, when you're like about 11, you know, you there's no sense of community there, you know, you can't really talk to anyone, and you know, you become scared to walk down the road, you know.
And were these people that you knew? or you just knew of?
Just knew of, really. I mean, there was, there have been some of the kids that I grew up with around that area. Some of them did die. They get shot, things like that. So, you know, there's been casualties along the way.
And this is as an effect of?
Basically, they were, like, caught up in drugs and things like that. So it's, like, you know, the typical inner-city problems, poverty, drugs, all that kind of thing. So, it's, you know, it's been sad.
And how do you think your childhood shaped you as a person?
Well, I think I see it more because I've got three kids. So I think it's not until you have kids that you realise how much your childhood has affected you. So I think I see it with my children. I'm more protected of them. I know more about, you know, London, and, you know, the bad side of being an inner city child. So I do, you know, hopefully I'm not too protective of them, but just enough, you know, to keep them away from that side of things.
And have you always lived in the same area?
No, Harlesden is a couple of miles away from where I'm living now. So, I mean, you could say that I've always been in London, and, you know, people say to me, you know, why don't you move out of London? Because my parents moved out of London, they moved to Luton. But, you know, I'm quite happy where I am. You know, I'm bringing up three kids, so I can't really see myself moving out of London until, you know, the kids are older. Just give them a settled background, you know.
Yeah. And what do you do?
What do I do? At the moment, I'm studying art at London Metropolitan. I've just last week heard that I've got a job, which is assistant librarian. So I'm hoping to give that a good go. It's out of college, so, you know, quite interested in education, that kind of thing. So maybe it's the first rung on the ladder to where I need to go.
And where are you aiming towards?
I'd like to, when I get my degree, I'd like to go into teaching art. Because I think, you know, seeing the side of childhood that I have seen, and also knowing from the schools that my children go to, that, you know, there's not a big emphasis on art education. And I think, you know, in a psychological background, you know, that can help a lot of the kids express themselves. So that's what I'd like to go into.
And have you always been interested in art?
I suppose I have. I mean, I studied it at school for my GCSEs, you know, because we had a choice what to study, and I studied both psychology and art, so I was sort of like trapped in the middle. I didn't really know what to do, so I went to uni, studied psychology, failed dismally, and thought, well, the next best thing, I'll just go into art, and it's been pretty good for me since.
And what kind of art do you create?
Sort of like expressionist, kind of surrealist, that kind of thing. A lot, again, it's along the lines of very psychological, but it's also to do not with, like, viewing other people, but it's the self that way.
And is this actually paintings?
No, not really paintings. I just do a lot of video work. I also do some sound work as well. Okay. So, you know, that do soundscapes, that kind of thing.
Okay. And how have you developed your style?
I think at first what you really need to do when you're developing your style is you just let everything come to you, get that out of the way, and then what is good you just stick with. So, you know, you just find out naturally what you're good at. I mean, I'm not a painter, so if I try immediately to go away and study painting, I know I'm going to fail it, so I'm just sticking with what I know and just working through it that way.
So you live with your three children?
That's right, yeah.
And are you with a partner?
No, not at the moment. Divorced, mother of three, art student, so I think that takes up all my time, the kids.
And how are your children? Are they great?
The kids are really good. They're really supportive. I've got a 17-year-old. I've got nearly 13-year-old. She's going on to 40, and I've also got a 9-year-old. So it's like two boys and a girl.
Okay. And how has that affected you?
How has it affected me? Well, I think it's been one of the most positive experiences of life, having kids. You know, I mean, despite that I'm divorced, I mean, I see it as something good that's come out of my marriage. You know. I love them to bits. and they're very supportive, as I am very supportive of them. So it's good to have them there. It's like real family thing that probably I was missing as I grew up, but it's nice to have it now with my kids.
Yeah. And how does their, meaning their, them up, how does their childhood compare to how yours was for you?
I think it's quite different. I mean, obviously, my parents weren't divorced. I mean, they were still together as I was growing up. And I think that's affected my kids not having, you know, having divorced parents. I think that's only the real thing I can see that's affected them. I mean, apart from that, you know, I mean, they say resilient, so I can't really see any effects from that, but I'd just say that's about the only difference. And possibly as well, you know, they haven't got friends getting shot, hit left, right and centre. So I think I'm trying to keep them out of, you know, out of harm's way and encouraging them to have, you know, good friends and, you know, people with good qualities around them instead of, you know, just hanging around with anyone and getting into trouble.
And what do you think of London? How's it evolved since you were younger?
Ooh, well, I think life in London has got a lot faster since I've been growing up. It's a lot busier. I mean, there's a lot of things to do at night time. When I was growing up, when we would go out raving and things like that, you know, there were only a certain amount of things we could go to. But I think now, you know, if you wanted to do a 24-hour rave thing and just be out for 24 hours, you could do that, you know? So I think that's how it's evolved. It's just got very fast-paced.
And what do you think this art project has brought to the city?
I think it's been very good for the city because it encourages inner city folk who are probably not so aware of art projects that, you know, that they can be involved in it. It's not some kind of highbrow event. Anyone can do it. And because I suppose it's random as well, you know, you've got a real chance of getting picked. No favouritism or anything. So I see it as, you know, it's doing something really positive.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
Well, I'm hoping the hour goes really quick. Only because I'm just like really nervous. But I mean, probably once when I get up there, I'll just like settle in, I'll be fine. I just want to take some footage, basically, because it's a unique vantage point. You know, there's only going to be, 2,400 people up in that space who will know what it's actually like to live in that space for an hour. So, you know, just to like record that, basically.
And what will you be looking for when you're actually on the prints?
People's reactions to me being up there, see my own reactions up there, because I've heard from some of the people that there's a certain expectation you feel to perform. So I'm waiting to see if it's like that. I mean, going on at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm not really expecting there to be crowds of people, but I just want to see if the expectation is still there and how that drives me, if I need to perform or if I can just like sit back and watch the city around me, see that perform for me instead.
And is there anybody who's going to be here with you today?
My eldest son James is here with me today, and hopefully I've got some friends looking on the webcams.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Well, I've been watching it for the last weeks, so hopefully that'll be fine. No real concerns or anything. I think I've adjusted to it now.
And ultimately, what kind of experience do you want to get out of today?
A positive one, like I said before, like with my shyness, get over my shyness, and also just have the experience of doing something that not very many people will be able to do. You know, it's a very unique, special event.
And have you always been quite a shy person?
Possibly. I mean, you know, like when I was small, my mum would, you know, I'd be too shy to talk to people on the phone. So I was that kind of shy. But then I suppose, you know, like all kids, you know, once you get your sweets inside you, you know, you get all hyperactive and you can, you know, not seem so shy. So, you know, I guess.
And do you think you've got more kind of overt as you got older?
I think yes, but I wouldn't say it's more of a, I think it's a more of a, not caring as much. That's how I just see it anyway.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really.